Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. Good morning, it is 7 o'clock.
Are you looking for fun, unique products to decorate your 4-H record book or exhibit area at the county fair? At the Creative Outlet in Richland Center, we carry 4-H and FFA-themed stickers, die cuts, and custom papers. We have also added new scrapbooking products that represent popular 4-H subjects like cooking, gardening, photography, and sewing. The Creative Outlet is open on Court Street, Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. And I invite you to check us out on Facebook for notification of store announcements, sales, and promotions.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There was a memorial service for Charlie Kirk held last night at the Kennedy Center. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard saying of the conservative activist,
"You know, I've said many times, and every soldier lives this fact, this truth. I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death for your right to say it. Charlie lived by this principle."
Officials in Utah say Charlie Kirk's alleged killer, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, said to be not cooperating with officials, but his family and friends are. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Israel just concluding talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They are discussing more about their meeting, speaking with reporters this morning. President Trump plans to visit Britain this week, his second state visit there. He'll be at Windsor Castle. The Federal Reserve Board holds its September meeting this week as President continues trying to control the independent central bank. This is ABC News. In London, there was a big anti-immigration protest over the weekend. Tens of thousands of people were there. ABC's Lama Hassan was there as well.
A sea of British flags associated with English pride. Some demonstrators clashing with police as they tried to get through a march against fascism counter-protests that drew about 5,000 people. Tech billionaire Elon Musk making a surprise virtual appearance, his latest inflammatory foray into overseas politics, telling the crowd to fight back or die, calling the left the party of murder, and saying the UK needs revolutionary government change.
American F-35 fighter jets seen landing in Puerto Rico over the weekend, said to be part of a crackdown on drug trafficking. That as the Coast Guard stopped, boarded, and searched a Venezuelan fishing boat over the weekend. They found no drugs, only fish. Venezuela calls the search unwarranted. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Your first of the week, middle of the month forecast is coming up from WRCO on a Monday morning. It is 5 minutes after 7.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 84 with sunshine, a low of 60 tonight, Tuesday 85, remaining unseasonably warm for the middle of the week, 84 Wednesday and Thursday. Toward the weekend, cooling to the 70s, 76 on Friday with a slight chance of rain. Scattered showers likely Saturday and Sunday with high temps in the lower 70s. At the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're up one from the overnight low. Currently, it is 58.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? Turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time,
Your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking.
Morgan Wallen on WRCO, some things to recognize today. It is National Cheese Toast Day. Okay, so celebrate accordingly. I like cheese toast. I like open-faced toasted cheese sandwiches. There you go. It's National Felt Hat Day, National Linguini, and it's also National Online Learning Day, National Double Cheeseburger Day. Wow. Excuse for Hank to go get a double Frisco. Absolutely. It's National Caregivers Day today. It's, let's see, Greenpeace Day, Day of Democracy, and Google.com Day, a day when Google was first organized. It's also Butterscotch Cinnamon Pie Day. I'm not aware. It sounds good, but I don't think it ever made it to the Aubrey Homemaker's cookbook, so I don't know that I've ever had it before. Anyway, coming up, we'll see how Hank has done in collecting jokes and more here on a Monday morning with WRCO.
I'm eating right and I'm living good, doing everything I said I would. Fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go. I'd never get as far as Mexico.
But I've even learned to speak the language some. Down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow. Soaking sun in Mexico.
Walked in the gym. He could tell I was scared. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
58 degrees on this Monday morning from WRCO Radio. We're moving on toward 84 a little bit later on today. And moving on toward some of Hank's jokes, plus birthdays and anniversaries. In fact, we have a whole pile of anniversaries to mention a little bit later on this hour.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank. We're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Wilkinson Auctions is holding its annual summer auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Wednesday, September 17th. This auction will feature tractors, skid loaders, trailers, grain carts, combines, heads and carts, and all kinds of farm equipment. We're accepting consignments until Monday, September 15th, and expect over 100 sellers. The summer auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, Wednesday, September 17th. More info and how to consign with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Looking to save on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
Did you know that exercise and nutrition can play a role in controlling your Alzheimer's risk? September is World Alzheimer's Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to learn more about ways you can reduce your chances of developing Alzheimer's disease. For more information on Alzheimer's risk and symptoms, schedule time with your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinics Geriatric Assessment Clinic. No referral needed.
It's Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, where you can buy everything from chicken feed to something that looks suspiciously like a lawn ornament. Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who dig deeper than your uncle's fishing stories. And Napa Auto & Truck Parts, because duct tape can't fix everything. Start your week with the latest updates, a little knowledge you may actually use, and of course, Chet's Chuckle, where Phil and Hank bring you jokes so corny they could be sold by the bushel. That's Monday's Roundup, making Mondays just slightly less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, Philip. How are we doing?
I'm fine. Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm back.
Good to be back.
Yes, huh? I'm back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I was done four-wheeling over, you know, I went to Colorado, had a razor, went four-wheeling with my family and stuff, and came back to work today and thought I was four-wheeling driving down Highway 14.
Yeah. It's a little bumpy.
It is a little bumpy, but our boys do all they can. It's not their fault.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Always next year.
Mm-hmm.
How was your week?
It's good.
Did you miss me at all?
Or? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you?
Just couldn't hardly sleep at night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. Did you listen to my alarm clock at ever?
Oh, no? Yeah, it's still on there. I haven't changed it yet.
I'd like to change the other one.
What happens is I'm so afraid of that going off in the morning that it forces me out of bed to get up and shut it off.
I should say something. Good morning, Philip. Don't forget to wake up June.
Yeah, I know. Don't forget your phone at bedside.
Because
I go to get ready, and then the phone's at the bedside, and then she hears, Philip, get up.
Packers 2-0.
Packers 2-0.
Bears 1-1. I'm not going to say anything else.
Bears 1-1.
Yeah, aren't they?
No.
Are they 0-2?
Yes. I was going to say, be careful there.
Yeah. I was giving them a credit.
I'm not commenting on that.
On what?
On anything.
I still look at those signs in my office. Da Bears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, June.
She and Macy put up some preseason signs in your office.
Yeah, I appreciate all that. But anyway.
Hey, you know what? Here's the thing about them, though. They always stick by their team. And I appreciate
it. Oh, 100%. They're not bandwagon. 100%.
I'm
a huge Arkansas fan. You know that. They fumbled at the 18-yard line. They had a minute 46 fumbled and less lose 41-35. So, you know what? It just galls.
Stick by them. Yep. That's much better than these guys that come out. I've been a fan all my life.
Yes.
You know, a team goes to World Series or the Super Bowl. And you're like, what? I never knew that about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah, yeah. Wear they wear their hearts on their sleeve.
Yeah, yes, they do. But they do. They, yeah. You know what? June sticks by her team no matter what.
Give her credit. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Were you cheating the kids over the weekend? Were you?
Nope. No, no, wasn't cheating the kids. I came here and cleaned. If you.
Oh.
Apparently, I missed where you went. So.
Huh? You took a bath. You mean?
Yeah. 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 Uh-huh. I did finally.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's just,
wow, and the jokes are already started.
What do you do?
Yeah, yeah. Ellie Mae's biscuits are so fluffy, Phil.
Really? How fluffy are they?
Well, they're so fluffy, one floated off the pan, and the dog's still chasing it down Main Street. That's all I got.
It was bouncing. Yep. Ah, all right. That's right.
Ellie Mae's a heck of a cooker.
I woke up this morning to find that someone had dumped a load of Lego bricks on my doorstep.
Really?
I don't know what to make of it.
What are you supposed to do?
That's going to be fun,
though. It's a tough life for you.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dad buys a universal remote, yep. Phil, and says... This changes everything.
Yeah. It does.
It does. It changes everything. There was trouble.
Oh, yeah. There was an Adam Sandler movie some years ago called Click.
Click.
It had he had found a remote where he could pause.
Oh, really?
He could pause life and.
Oh yeah, what was that? Wasn't he trying to get it back?
Yeah, he was trying to get back to you know, his happy life and everything. So yeah, he could pause life. Yeah, that'd be kind of handy sometimes.
Right.
Really. Like I could pause it and I could like slap you and then start it again.
Go back, slap you again. Whoop. Plastic surgery used to be such a taboo subject,
Taboo. Uh-huh. Taboo.
Now you can talk about Botox and nobody raises an eyebrow.
Oh,
it's tough world, buddy.
Yeah.
I do have some credits going out there today.
Go ahead.
So this is the one to my sister-in-law Amanda. This happened. So we were out in Colorado. We went by a cemetery in White Pine, Colorado. Really small town, speed limit 10 mile an hour. That way they can cannibalize you if you need to. But anyway, great, small little community. But on the other side of it, we stopped by a cemetery. I asked Amanda, my sister-in-law, if she was superstitious about graveyards or anything that goes around it. Her reply was this: no, not at all. I'm just a little stitious. It was pretty good.
A little stitious.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you pull the old how many are dead in this graveyard.
Yeah, no, she already knows
she
that.
She didn't fall for that one.
No. Okay. And this one goes, this is a thank you to Judy Alvin at Oakwood. Two slices of bread got married. The wedding was great until someone decided to toast the bride and groom. I guess they were just all loafing around.
They were done. Yeah, absolutely. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such sponsoring our Chet's Chuckle on a Monday. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
And now from my sixth grade comedy club.
Oh, you nice book.
Notebook. It says, let me see, what does it say? Three Dog Night is number one and Aerosmith Rocks.
Yeah, right. What is that?
Inside here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, open up.
Scientists have discovered a fossilized dinosaur toot. They say it's a blast from the past.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
that went over real well at the sixth grade conference.
I bet you might probably got in trouble for that one, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I have one here. I don't know if I should read it or not, Phil.
You want me to? Oh, okay.
We
read it silently off the air?
Yeah. But while you're doing that, two Hollywood exes are overheard at a power breakfast. You're lying to me, shouted one, pounding the table. I know you're right, said the other, but hear me out.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, I think.
Is that going to be canceled?
Unfortunately, I think.
You're canceling my dad joke.
I think maybe that one should just be like if somebody wants to know what they can call you and answer.
Yes, but, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I once ate a dictionary. It gave me thesaurus throat I've ever had.
Philip, where do you come up with these?
You know, They've aged.
They've very well. Reminds you of this. Reminds you of the toot of the dinosaur.
Yeah, right.
Movie cowboys mystify me, says Bob Hope. Have you heard this line?
No.
Yeah, he says, how can they jump off a porch roof onto a horse and still sing in a normal voice?
He's got a point.
He's got a great
point. Yes.
He's got a great, great point. So, yeah, it's...
Some of their stunts weren't as spectacular as now. You know, Tom Cruise in the Mission Impossible movies, you know, jumps from jets and lands.
Oh, yes.
Lands on motorcycles and, yeah, and all kinds of things.
It's crazy.
Pretty amazing.
But, you know, someone once told me, they go, if they dream that in the movies, can it be real?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say yes.
Well, probably can.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw Peyton Manning yesterday flying in on a...
Yeah, they've been showing that one for
on a parachute.
Little while. He runs into the beer center.
No. Omaha, Omaha. That means they're changing the play.
Right.
And they go all into the... Did you see at the very end where he's missing his tooth?
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't focus more on that. You really have to look at it. But yeah, he's he evidently crashed in there and lost a tooth. So
yeah. We're... Yakov Smirnoff, when he came to this country, remember him?
Yes.
He goes, one of the toughest things to get used to from all the different names of rock bands like Rat, The Grateful Dead, or Twisted Sister, then I saw the people in these groups and it began to make sense.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Although they don't look like that anymore.
No, not at all.
No.
That was basically just to perform.
Yeah, they look like middle-aged fellows now, or... Past middle age,
Way past middle age.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. Rap is 79% pure rap.
Uh-huh.
With crap.
Okay.
Hey, here's something I didn't know.
All right.
Like all these headbanging, you know, and you don't even play them on Saturday night, but the headbanging music, you know, like the loud rock, and they're just screaming. Did you know about 95% of that came from orchestra music?
Did it really?
Yes. Hmm. Seriously, that's not a joke.
Did not know that.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Huh?
They get some of their inspiration from Beethoven and
really.
Oh yeah, yeah. Huh. Really, really cool music. So
I'll take your word for it. Yeah, I can tolerate most all kind of music, but the thing of it is, with some of that, and I like hard rock. I like the hair metal, you know, all that stuff. But to me, it has to have a melody. And when it's,
right,
you know, there's no melody,
right,
I don't really...
There's no music.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not drawn to
it. I mean, that could be me.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have started a band.
Yeah. Yeah. The Hank Bobbin band.
Hank Bray All-Stars.
Yeah. It just... And no one's in the band.
No. Oh, well. You got anything else?
Well, maybe. It depends. Let's see here. Can I borrow your book?
No. You'll read that naughty joke.
Well, no, I won't. You've taken that book from me. Researchers have discovered that people will believe anything after that you tell them. Researchers have discovered.
Yeah, is that right? Oh, boy.
Yeah,
anyway, you know, it was too bad that our computers went down today. So, you know, we've had to do everything manually.
Yeah.
And it took you 20 minutes to shuffle the cards for solitaire.
Is that the note on the desk that we have to talk?
Exactly. We need to talk. Oh, well.
I have a hidden talent.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I wish I could find it. But anyway, here's your
kicker. I'm getting out of the way.
All right, here, buddy. All right. A gold miner died and went to heaven. At the gate, St. Peter asked, what have you done in your life? When the man gave his occupation, St. Peter explained that there was already a surplus of miners in heaven. May I stay if I get rid of the others? The fellow inquired. St. Peter agreed. Once in, the miner wandered around until he saw a couple of familiar faces. He whispered and that there was a gold strike in hell. Soon the place was empty of miners.
Oh.
But a while later, the minister asked St. Peter for permission to leave. Even if I did start the rumor, he said, there just might be something to do with it.
Oh,
yep.
Yes, Hank, yes.
Doesn't get any better here.
No. So, yeah.
And I'm out of jokes.
Are you cheating kids tonight somewhere?
Nope, got canceled.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, it got canceled.
Yep.
All right. Much like your joke.
Oh, hold. Yeah. Oh, I got a couple more.
Oh,
I forgot.
Boy.
Well, here we go. I was so lazy as a child, Phil. I played step rope.
Yeah, that's easier though.
And I heard you, and I made this joke up here that because you said you were laying around taking naps yesterday.
Plural naps.
So here you go. The trouble with laying around doing nothing is you're never quite sure when you're finished.
Oh yeah, June's not a fan. You know,
but
Sunday's a day of rest.
Yeah,
and so you know, and little cat nap here and there. I mean, they weren't long. You know,
yeah.
You know, and then another one.
Nothing wrong with that at all. So. But anyway, that's all I have, buddy.
As long as you're not driving. No, so.
I'm going back to work, Phil.
Yeah.
Under the desk.
Go shuffle the cards.
Have a great day. Be kind.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Good morning. Some notes on this day in history. Nikita Khrushchev became the first Soviet head of state to visit the U.S. as he arrived at Andrews Air Force Base in 1959. And Muhammad Ali became the first boxer to capture the heavyweight title 3 times, winning by unanimous decision in his rematch with Leon Spinks, 1978. 2008, as a result of the mortgage crisis, Lehman Brothers filed for Chapter 11 in the largest bankruptcy filing in U.S. history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Karina Fish from Marge. Also, happy day today to Violet Ewing from Mom and Dad, Rosetta and Lee. Violet's birthday was yesterday. Of course, she was in as a replacement for Hank a couple of weeks ago and probably eventually replace me. So we hope you had a great day, Violet. Happy birthday today as you head to school. To Neil Jarman from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Also wishes going out to that young and sprite Craig Rasmussen. Happy birthday, Craig. Love from Ma Jean. Also, greetings today to Craig. Have a great day today. No games tonight to ref, so enjoy. All the best from Judy. Happy birthday to Jackie Ann Dax. Enjoy the journey. Love from Mom and Dad. Also on the 15th, greetings going out today from Little Willow Birthday Club to Chris Radke. Happy anniversary to Jim and Lola Schweitzer from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Beth Hillashim, happy 88th birthday from Barbie, the Poodles, and the Kitties. And to Beth, have a great day. Happy birthday from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Bloom City Town Crier salutes Beth Hillashim and John Poole. Happy anniversary, Dave and Jane Huth, Brad and Ginger McCauley, Jim and Lola Schweitzer, and Frank and Sandy Sittig. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, singling out the birthdays of Lisa Allen, Matt Delcamp, Xander Dytel, and also to Gary Elder, Tyson Imhoff. Happy birthday, Ray Peterson and Jeremy Thomas. Happy anniversary to Vicky and Dan McCormick, Kurt and Terry Ostrander, Jodine and Ron Rowe, and Rebecca and Carrie Stoltz. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Jackson Coe, Elsa Junius, Benjamin McCarthy, John Poole, Sherilyn Pellet, Kara Steinmetz. Happy anniversary, Eric and Aaron Schultz, to David and Jane Huth, and Dustin and Holly Huffman. And happy 18th wedding anniversary to Lori from Jeffrey. Yeah, have a great day to the Wrongholts, Lori and Jeff. And Jeff wanted to say all the best on 18 years of wedded bliss to Lori today. Best wishes.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Thank you for joining us. We're up to 60 degrees here at the WRCO studios on a Monday, September 15th. Big day to be married on this day. Lots of wedding anniversaries. We salute our special couples today. On WRCO, here's Johnny Russell.
We're back in love again. You're in my arms again. I don't care where you've been. We're back in love again. The music's sweet again. I'm on my feet again. I put me in your hands. We're back in love again. We're back to sweeter times, to lover's peace of mind, with a reason to keep living one more day. Hearts are on the mend. We found the rainbow's end. We're back in love again. Put me in your hands.
back in love again. And I don't care where you've been, we're back in love again.
This is Phil Nee. I hope you have a wonderful day and an awesome week. Go make your mark today. Enjoy another summer day in Southwest Wisconsin. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 61 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Sunny to partly cloudy and warm today, a high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog developing overnight, a low of 60. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 57, we're back up to 61 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2-gallon jugs, and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5-gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Governor Tony Evers is formally seeking a court order to require the Republican-led Wisconsin state legislature to follow Wisconsin state law and comply with recent Wisconsin Supreme Court decisions regarding the administrative rulemaking process. The Wisconsin Supreme Court earlier this year in Evers versus Markline, known as Evers 2, held the Wisconsin state legislature had unconstitutionally overstepped its power by attempting to legislatively veto the administrative rule making process and indefinitely obstructing rules from going into effect. The Wisconsin Supreme Court deemed several statutes to be unconstitutional for allowing legislative committees to block state executive agencies from publicizing final administrative rules approved by the governor. Consistent with the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision, Governor Evers last month directed Wisconsin state agencies to submit rules that had made it through the relevant part of the process to the Legislative Reference Bureau for finalization and publication. In total, the Evers administration submitted 12 administrative rules for publication that had received the governor's approval. However, despite Evers 2, the Republican majority on the Joint Committee on Legislative Organization directed the Legislative Reference Bureau not to publish 9 of those rules, essentially blocking the rules from taking effect even though the governor has approved them. Governor Evers' lawsuit argues the Wisconsin state legislature, which was already determined by the state's highest court in Evers 2, to have unconstitutionally obstructed the Evers administration from publicizing rules, is continuing its attempts to legislatively veto administrative rules. The governor's lawsuit seeks an injunction ordering the Legislative Reference Bureau to publish the 9 rules the Evers administration has already submitted and all administrative rules that have completed all preceding rulemaking procedures and been approved by the governor. An official with the Tony Evers administration is leaving. The Democratic governor announced that Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary and CEO Missy Hughes will resign the position effective September 19th. Hughes joined the Evers administration in 2019 following confirmation by the state Senate. Prior to that, she served as general counsel and chief mission officer at Wisconsin-based dairy cooperative Organic Valley. A search for a successor is underway, and Evers expects to announce that person in the coming weeks. WEDC is a public-private agency designed to assist business development and innovation through loans, grants, tax credits, and technical assistance programs. Governor Tony Evers, chair of the Wisconsin State Building Commission, has announced the commission approved a total of $160.8 million in key projects around the state, including $50 million for 50 projects in communities across Wisconsin funded through the new non-state grant program, which was created in the 2023-25 biennial budget. These grants are targeted at bolstering critical infrastructure and services across key sectors, such as health and wellness, economic and workforce development, arts and culture, and public services. The 50 non-state grant program projects include $2 million to Vernon Memorial Healthcare Foundation for MRI construction and to enhance access to healthcare, and $1,432,800 to the City of Baraboo for upgrades to local emergency response. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has improved its air quality data map to help the public stay air aware. The map displays real-time data from the state's air quality monitoring network and provides a color-coded guide to pollution levels based on the air quality index. The latest updates offer a more intuitive and user-friendly experience, making it easier to stay informed about air quality. One of the updates is a new orange or above AQI filter, which makes it easier for users to quickly identify when air quality reaches levels that could impact health. During periods of poor air quality across Wisconsin, such as ozone advisories or the wildfire smoke events experienced this summer, users can toggle the map filter to provide clear visual guidance to help communities stay informed and make safer decisions. In addition to the new monitoring map, the public can also sign up to receive air quality advisory notices from the DNR via email. State lawmakers want Wisconsin's move-over law expanded to include disabled vehicles on the roadside. AAA Wisconsin Director of Public Affairs Nick Jarmas says 83% of Wisconsin motorists say that they always move over or slow down when they see flashing lights of emergency vehicle, but only 49% say they do so for disabled vehicles. Bill co-author, Herbitus Republican Representative Jim Piewarczyk says as the law currently stands, it doesn't protect ordinary motorists. Current state law requires drivers to slow down or move over when approaching a stopped emergency utility or highway maintenance vehicle on the side of the road. Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois have all adopted expansions to their move-over laws. At the Capitol, Assembly Republicans plan for the fall session includes several education-focused bills. Sturgeon Bay Representative Joel Kitchen says his would overhaul the state's math curriculum, similar to a recent bill that overhauled the state's reading curriculum. Full implementation of Act 20, which revamped the state's reading curriculum, was delayed when Governor Evers used his partial veto on a piece of the program. The state Supreme Court overturned that move this summer. Another bill from Greenville Representative Dave Murphy wants to make it easier for high school students to earn dual credit that counts towards a college diploma. A central Wisconsin man accused of abducting his six-year-old niece is in custody. An Amber Alert was issued for Ruby Lehman at mid-morning on Thursday after she went missing from her grandmother's house in the Portage County village of Allman. The Wisconsin Crime Alert Network canceled the alert for Ruby shortly before 6 Saturday evening. She was found safe, and 34-year-old Jordan Coyle is in custody. Officers located Coyle's pickup truck Saturday afternoon before locating both him and the little girl in a wooded area shortly before 5 p.m. Charges are pending against Coyle, who is a registered sex offender. Register for the 4th annual Great Midwest Crane Fest celebrating community and conservation in Baraboo Saturday and Sunday, November 15th and 16th, as thousands of sandhill cranes gather near the Wisconsin River before flying south for the winter. witness Wisconsin's largest crane congregation, and participate in guided crane viewing tours, presentations, workshops, and more. Also explore the landscapes and rich histories connecting the festival host, the International Crane Foundation, and the Aldo Leopold Foundation. Festival registration includes entrance to the Aldo Leopold Foundation and International Crane Foundation, as well as events at each site, including presentations and tours of the Crane Discovery Center and the historic Leopold Shack. Additional registration is required for add-on events, including crane viewing tours and workshops. Register at greatmidwestcranefest.org/registration today and save $10. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting nominations for the 2025 Recycling Excellence Awards. The nomination period closes today. The Recycling Excellence Award showcases and celebrates outstanding recycling efforts, innovation, and performance for communities, tribes, nonprofits, schools, and businesses throughout Wisconsin. Food waste recovery or diversion programs are also eligible. Awards are offered in four categories: overall program, projects and initiatives, innovation, and special events. Organizations can self-nominate or apply on behalf of another program. Supporting materials such as outreach materials, data graphs, and high-resolution photos should be included in the nomination. Winners of the award will be featured on the DNR's website and social media accounts. The nomination form, information about the categories and profiles on past award winners can be found on the DNR's Wisconsin Recycling Excellence Awards webpage. Janesville gets tapped as having the state's best tasting tap water after winning a statewide contest. City Water Utility Superintendent Craig Thiessenhuizen says they don't do much other than add fluoride and chlorine to their water. Thiessenhuizen says the city is just lucky to be in an area with great water coming straight out of the ground from its aquifers. Janesville won the People's Choice Award for Best Tasting Drinking Water at the American Water Works Association National Conference in Las Vegas in 2024 and will represent Wisconsin at the 2026 Conference and Exposition in Washington, D.C.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Monday, September 15th. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet, died last Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76, of Muscadet. Charlene May Cowling, 77, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Hospital in Madison. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 5 to 7. A private family burial will be held in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery at a later date. Charlene May Cowling, 77, of Richland Center. Brenda Ott, 71, of Boscobel, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after numerous medical complications. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. A private burial service will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be made to Boscobel Area Lions Club, St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel EMS, or Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics Foundation. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Brenda Ott, 71, of Boscobel. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona, died last Monday following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday, October 11th at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall Saturday, October 11th from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. For Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Israel meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says of the recent attack on Hamas in Qatar,
"We assume full responsibility for it because we believe the terrorists should not be given a haven."
As for U.S. involvement, Rubio says he's hoping, despite the attack in Doha, that Qatar will continue to help with a ceasefire.
"We are focused on what happens now, what happens next, what role can Qatar play possibly in reaching an outcome here that leads not just to the end of this hostilities, not just to the release of all of the hostages, both living and deceased, not just the disarmament and elimination of Hamas, but also a better future for the people of Gaza."
The suspected gunman in the killing of Charlie Kirk, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, is said to be not cooperating with officials, even though his family and